Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. There are a number of problems homeschoolers have in using digital curriculum. I've had them myself. But now that I have the solutions, I'm excited about using digital curriculum again. I can't wait to share the solutions I've discovered. But first, I want to invite you to check out the incredible deals available in the Build Your Bundle Homeschool Sale by going to psychowith6.com/BYB until the end of Tuesday, May 30th, 2017. Check out the variety of curriculum you can get in digital format, including Grammar Galaxy. The first level of Grammar Galaxy is included in an elementary bundle of products that includes a Mystery of History audiobook, a Maestro Classics CD, two geography curricula, a unit study on Greece, an early elementary history curriculum, a science curriculum, a spelling curriculum, and an American Sign Language curriculum. All of these products can be purchased for just $39.95. Grammar Galaxy Nebula in digital format is $50. The deal that I've just described is one bundle out of 20. Maybe you understand why I'm so excited about this sale. I can't tell you what's in the mystery bundle, but I bought it and I love it. It's an absolute steal at $9.95. If you buy two bundles, you can get a third one free. Head over to psychowith6.com/BYB and check it out. But come right back so I can tell you about the advantages of using digital curriculum in your homeschool. The first advantage of using digital curriculum in your homeschool is it's less expensive. Digital curriculum is generally less expensive than print, and even if it isn't, you don't have to pay for shipping. Digital curriculum is really less expensive when you are able to make copies for more than one student. For example, two print mission manuals for Grammar Galaxy are $60, while one digital copy is just $25. The second advantage of digital curriculum is it takes up less space. Bookshelf space is at a premium in a homeschooling home. Digital curriculum is perfect for homeschooling in small spaces or just because you cannot buy even one more bookshelf. Advantage number three, it's easier to use with multiple students at once. Digital curriculum is perfect for morning, family, circle time, whatever you want to call it, because you can display the text on a large screen for all to see and read. It's also ideal for homeschool co-ops, even if the co-op is just you and another family. You do want to make sure you are complying with the publisher's rules for use before using curriculum with a co-op, however. Advantage number four, it may include multimedia for many learning styles. Some digital curriculum includes audio or video, which is perfect for auditory or visual learners. Multimedia can help expand your students' attention span and increase motivation. Advantage number five, digital curricula may permit your student to use digital tools and create digital projects. I interviewed Beth Napoli about cool web tools for students. You'll want to listen to that episode if you haven't already. Beth's online unit studies direct students to create digital projects, in the process, teaching them valuable skills. And just so you know, Beth's online unit studies are a part of the Build Your Bundle Homeschool Edition. Other curricula allow students to type on pages rather than handwrite on them, something my boys have always appreciated. These advantages of digital curricula sound great, don't they? But there are problems in using digital curriculum too. The first problem, digital curricula can be expensive to print. This is especially true if you are printing color pages or have to use a printing service. You may need to purchase binders or a hole punch to prepare your curricula for use. The second problem with digital curriculum is that it can be time-consuming to print. The more pages to print and hole punch or bind, the more time it will take you to prepare the lessons. If you do not have a two-sided printer, it can be challenging to get your printer to print all the pages in order. Paper jams inevitably occur. Finding time to go to the print shop can be a problem too. I've even been hassled by a print shop about the copyright of a curriculum that clearly gave me permission to make copies for my family. Problem number three, and this is probably the biggest one. Digital curricula can be difficult to organize. You think you bought a digital math curriculum, but now you can't find it. Maybe it was on the computer that died. What website did you buy it from? Can you download it again? What was it even called so you can search for it on your computer or in your email? Maybe you just give up on finding it and you buy something else. Can you tell that I've had these issues? Thankfully, there are solutions to these challenges. First, if your curriculum needs to be printed, purchase a laser printer that prints on both sides of the page. These printers, like the black and white and the color laser printers I have from Brother, are extremely economical to use, even though they require an initial investment. The toner has to be replaced very infrequently. I buy off-brand toner that saves me even more money. A laser printer will also save you time by printing faster and eliminating the need to go to the print shop. Purchase a three-hole punch that goes through a stack of pages. If you're printing digital curriculum, the time savings are worth the negligible cost. You can also save time and money by not printing your curriculum. It doesn't make sense to print curricula that includes lots of web links or that allows your student to type in fillable forms. Instead, consider opening your PDF curriculum on a laptop that is connected to your TV so everyone can see at once. You can also use a device like Apple TV to wirelessly display the curriculum on a large screen. If curriculum is to be read by an individual student, open it with or send it to your tablet. If you need instructions for how to do this, check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/digital. What if your curriculum includes pages that require handwritten work? Open the curriculum on a tablet using the free Adobe Reader app. Your student can type or write with a finger or stylus anywhere on the page. No printing required. You can use a combination of these approaches as well. If you want your student to read the text on a tablet but do the written work by hand, only print those pages that you think are critical. Remember that a lot of written work can be done orally as well. With Grammar Galaxy as an example, you could put the mission manual pages on the big screen and ask your kids the on-guard questions without having them use a highlighter. Or better yet, for squirmy learners, ask them to touch the correct answer on the screen. My kids always loved doing that. You may be thinking that this sounds great, but how do you find the curriculum you purchase and how can you keep track of it from now on? The first step is to locate curriculum you already own. My recommendation for storing these files permanently is to store them in the cloud using Dropbox or Google Drive. Then if your computer crashes, you'll still have access to your digital curriculum. Create a folder for Dropbox or Google Drive labeled Curriculum and add it to your favorite folders. I'll share instructions for each step in the show notes, so don't worry. Next, open all the files on your computer and sort them by kind of file. You want to look at Adobe Acrobat files. Fortunately, those will already be near the top because they start with A. Look at each PDF file's title. If you know it's curriculum, drag it to your newly created curriculum folder. If you don't know what something is, hover over the title to reveal it in its entirety. If you still don't know what something is, double-click it to check. If you find a file you're sure you no longer need, put it in your computer's trash. My youngest will be a sixth grader, so when I did this and found first grade curriculum, into the trash it went. If you have many files that go with the same curriculum, create a new subfolder for that curriculum within the curriculum folder. Use the command key to click and highlight all these files. Drag them all to that specific folder. Finding access to courses you've purchased is more challenging. Do a search of your email for the course name if you remember it. Search for the words course and receipt. Check your payment records. If you used PayPal, you can search for the company name or look through your activity. The next step is to create a database listing all your curriculum. I would not put regular ebooks in this table, but would reserve it for other homeschooling materials. The easiest database for me to use is Airtable. I think you will love it. Set up an account by going to psychowith6.com/Airtable. Once you have an account, you can make a copy of the database I've already created for you by going to psychowith6.com/database. Once you have copied the database, and that's easy to do, you can add your curriculum to it with its name, subject, grade level, format, password if needed, and notes. I've already set up these options for you, so you can select them quickly. You have the option of attaching PDF curriculum directly to the database or of pasting the Dropbox or Google Drive URL where you have it saved. I recommend using the URL because the free version of Airtable only includes 2 gigabytes of attachment space per database. If that sounds like gobbledygook, don't worry. I will show you step by step what to do with the video for this podcast that is linked in the show notes. If you're still with me, here is what your Airtable database will allow you to do. You will now be able to see exactly what you already have for each subject and each grade level, and ta-ta-da-da, you'll actually know where to find it. You'll also be able to keep track of the new digital curriculum you purchase from the bundle or any other time. I have been going through this process myself, and I can't believe the valuable curriculum I haven't used because I couldn't find it. It was out of sight, out of mind. Now that I've found it, I'm so excited about using digital curriculum next year. You may be wondering how to keep track of the digital curriculum you own if you're attending an in-person homeschool conference, for example. The good news is that Airtable has an app, so you'll be able to look and see everything that you have in your digital curriculum library before you make purchases at a convention. Digital curriculum can save you time, money, and your sanity when you use these approaches. Today's action steps are to check out the Homeschool Build Your Bundle sale by going to psychowith6.com/BYB. Get a good deal before the sale ends just before midnight on May 30th. Purchase a laser printer and a heavy-duty three-hole punch if you want to print your digital curriculum. Use an HDMI cord or Apple TV to project your digital curriculum to a large screen. Load your digital curriculum to a tablet to be read and completed by your student. And finally, organize your digital curriculum so you'll actually use it using Airtable. The complete instructions are in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/digital. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.